Trump admin uncovers massive foreign trucker illegal license operation in Minnesota. By Olivia Rondo on December 2, 2025. A third of Minnesota's non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, reviewed in a recent audit by the Department of Transportation, DOT, were illegally issued, Secretary Sean Duffy announced Monday. The review was conducted by the DOT's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, as part of the Trump administration's crackdown on unqualified non-citizens endangering Americans on the roads. The state has 30 days to come into compliance and revoke the illegally issued CDLs, or risk losing up to $30.4 million in federal highway funding, a department press release stated. Officials wrote that Minnesota now has two choices going forward: follow the law or lose funding. Duffy directly called out Governor Tim Walz, D, in a statement. Our audit exposes yet another example of foreigners taking advantage of Minnesota services under Governor Walz's watch. Minnesota failed to follow the law and illegally doled out trucking licenses to unsafe, unqualified non-citizens, endangering American families on the road. That abuse stops now under the Trump administration. The department will withhold funding if Minnesota continues this reckless behavior that puts non-citizens gaming the system ahead of the safety of Americans. A letter from the FMCSA sent to Walz and Minnesota Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson outlined the audit's findings, detailing how the state gave non-domiciled CDLs to drivers whose lawful presence in the U.S. had expired, whose lawful presence in the U.S. had not been verified, and who were prohibited from obtaining such a license in the first place. The DOT is now demanding that Minnesota execute a corrective course of action, including a pause on issuance of non-domiciled CDLs and identifying all unexpired non-domiciled CDLs that failed to comply with the regulations. Minnesota is openly and blatantly defying our rules, plain and simple, said FMCSA Administrator Derek DeBars. Under the Trump administration, states have two choices: meet our standards or face the consequences. Following the law is not optional. The latest review of Minnesota is part of the DOT's overall nationwide audit of CDLs after foreign truckers were accused of causing deadly crashes in several states. Federal and state authorities arrested nearly 250 foreign commercial truck drivers in November alone, Breitbart News reported. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.